So what about Korean? How does it work? Hello, welcome to Light Linguistics.
The Korean language is what is known as a language isolate, meaning that it has no known relatives. It's also the most widely spoken language isolate. Japanese has a couple relatives in the islands of Ryukyu, so it's not quite an isolate. But Korean, it's its own thing. So one thing that Korean does differently is the subject-object-verb word order. So I go to the store, it'd be something more like I to the store go. This word order is actually more common across languages than subject-verb-object. Japanese does it too, as do a wide variety of languages. It's just rare in Europe. The second thing we're going to talk about today is agglutination. Korean is what is known as an agglutinative language. This means they have a whole lot of suffixes on things. So for example, the Korean translation of the English sentence, did you go to the store, go has 6 suffixes, and it's 2 words total. And Japanese does this too. This isn't super uncommon. Finnish does it, Turkish does it. Korean also has a lot of honorifics and pitch accent like Japanese. But they're not related. Find out more tomorrow.